P-Rain. Reps up.
More rest and sex is all a nigga needs. And a lifetime of stress trying to put my mind at ease.
I heard that.
Looking at the phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get
drunk and fuck.
Oh, this is a wonderful way to start the show. Drunk and goddamn.
Margaret, you're the one that shut. You're talking about what happened to this Lawrence kid.
We'll get into that. Welcome to the program, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I drink liquor, don't chase it, and I get women, don't chase them. I put a face in the pillow and watch you bite on the blanket. See it.
Bite on the blanket. Now, see, that's dirty pool. I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, you're talking about biting on it.
Yeah, man, you'd be the one biting on it. How dare you?
Shut up.
Like every picture, you get it from your mama. Well, and bring your mama with you.
This is P. Rain, and it's D and F.
You love me, I say maybe. She say, boy, don't keep me waiting.
Featuring Drake.
Don't be lazy, yeah.
And Future. Do you think that's D and F is Drake and Future?
No, it's drunken.
Thank you.
Rest and sex is all a nigga needs. And a lifetime of stress trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone, too much shipping going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get drunk.
Anyway, good morning and welcome. September the 2nd, had a birthday that was fantastic yesterday. Really had a good birthday weekend. On Friday, we were in the midst of more of our meetings, back and forth, this and that.
Yes, I think it's time, Phil. Excuse me, there's belching going on. I'm very upset, first off, by what's happening here with the Jennifer Lawrence situation.
I understand that. General, you had a thought on that?
Well, you know, Margaret... if you want to talk about it, you've got to be honest.
I'll be honest. I don't care. I will be honest. Oh, you watch me. You watch me rock this mother.
All right. Coming up, we will have Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the Jennifer Lawrence et al. Situation. If it was a lawsuit, it would be Jennifer Lawrence and, you know, a cast of thousands. How do they do that? We don't have a lawyer here.
We can get Frank on.
All right. We get Frank Gray on here to describe... If it was a lawsuit, it would be Jennifer Lawrence plus, you know, John Doe's unnamed. Some jazz like that, right?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a mass action lawsuit or whatever the hell, like class action lawsuit. That's it. So Frank Gray will join us here in a moment. We can also get Harvey Wehrman on the line, who's also an attorney. We can get Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who's also a quote-unquote cop.
Boy, you calling that guy a cop, you just paid him the highest compliment of his entire...
Yeah, that guy ain't a cop.
He's a volunteer commissary.
I know that. Believe me, I know that. All right. Other news. So on Thursday night, we had a marvelous, marvelous time with our close personal friend, Steve Meyer. Margaret, his name is Steve Meyer, by the way, not Steve Meyer.
I know that, Phil. I finally got that.
Yeah. With our attorney, Steve Meyer, and... et al., and individuals as yet unnamed, and had a good time there at Magic Castle. That place is always the best, you know. Have you been over there lately?
Well, Frank and I get invited regularly. I haven't been to the Magic Castle, I think, in about a year, but it is it's a lot of fun, and I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say the dinner, the food has improved.
Well, now, see... Oh, that's. I heard people say the food at the Magic Castle wasn't all that boogie woogie, or the boogie woogie,
boogie woogie.
Yeah, Gerald's called boogie woogie.
I got it. Well, that's what I heard, though.
Yeah, the food at the Magic Castle was. Well, you didn't go there for the food. You went there for the drinks and the magic. And but in the main room, we had a great time. Mark Kalin and Ginger, and he split her in half and. You know,
what do you mean by split her in half? Yeah, what do you mean by split her in half?
I mean he sawed her in half. That's what I mean.
Jesus, you guys are about as dumb as a nickel's worth or a dime's worth of wheat flour.
And whatever that means.
Well, I know.
All right, so we saw them, and then we saw some sleight of hand with our good friend Michael Hack, who is fantastic. Saw a little more prestidigitation. Then we went off and had a few more cocktails. Then we went and saw some other stuff. This is all, you know, part and parcel of it.
Oh, wait, is this all the business you say you're doing?
Yeah, Miss Henry, that's how they do business in the show business, right?
That's just getting, hanging with people and doing things, yeah. You gotta do it what you gotta do it, you know? You gotta go where you have to go.
You gotta do it where you gotta do it. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said. Do it where you gotta do it, okay, Margaret?
All right, I'm just checking, Phil.
Okay, great. I meant every word of it.
So you meant to sound as if you were trying to sound cool, but you blew it. You blew it.
Yeah, I blew it.
You blew it. You blew it.
That's me.
Boy, look at you. You're just living in it, aren't you? Well, all right, son, live in it.
Yeah, I'm going to live in it, Margaret, because you want me to get to this Jennifer Lawrence story. And if you want me to get to this Jennifer Lawrence story, we're going to have some specifics on what it was you were talking about.
That's right, Margaret.
Oh, now, wait just a minute. You wait just a minute.
Margaret.
No, you... What? I don't know what you've got in mind, Phil.
Margaret, you said what you said, and you agreed that you would go on the air and that you would tell us what's at risk.
I think this is absolutely the lowest you've ever gone.
Ms. Gray, you brought it up in a pre-show and said everything's all right about it.
I'll ask Frank first.
All right, I tell you what, if you get Frank to sign off on it...
Oh, that's right, Phil. I'm going to really encourage Frank to sign off on something like that. How dare you?
Hey, you brought... Don't you give me that how dare you stuff. You brought it up in the pre-show. You said it was part and parcel of this entire Jennifer Lawrence phone hacking thing.
What? I...
You know what? I got to go with Phil on this one, Margaret.
All right, you get my husband, please, on the phone.
When we're good and ready, we'll get Frank on the phone. We got Jay Santos coming up. And we've got, there's a whole lot of stuff that we got to do here, Margaret. So anyway, welcome to the program, you guys. It is 10 days out, our appearance at the Irvine Improv for The World of Phil Hendry, Truth is Our Bitch, An Explosion of Weird, Be There or Be Square.
That's right. You get your ticket. Wait a minute, this is the wrong copy, right?
No, that's the right copy.
That's right. That gets you tickets for The World of Phil Hendry, An Explosion of Weird. And get your tickets at the station at the Rock Island Line. Who wrote that?
I did, just as a joke.
Give me that. Get your tickets at the station at the Rock Island.
Well, you guys really love carving up a message, don't you?
Yeah, that's me. So, tickets available. A 550-seat venue there in Irvine. So, we wanted to make sure that we were in a place that was good and big and fat and wholesome and luscious. And that's what we got there, man, at the Irvine Improv. So, by all means... Get on out there. Go to the website. Go to the improv website, and you can find out the variety of improv websites that they have across this country. All kinds of improvs, all kinds of places. And check out the Irvine Improv. Get tickets for our show on the 11th of September. Because after this show, we are going to be in a holding pattern as to where we want to go next, okay? We're not sure whether we're going to take it out of state. We're not sure whether we're going to keep it in state. We're not sure whether we're going to be in stasis. We're not sure whether we're going to even be, you know, walking around. We may decide to put ourselves in some kind of a cryogenic freeze. And for the next year, just lay there frozen and sort of comatose, thinking in our little dream state about what we want to do with our life. And then and only then will we come out of the frozen state. This will be a national announcement, perhaps an international announcement. Phil Hendry, unfrozen today.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
All right, Jesus, Hendry, if you can pull that, that'll be the biggest thing that's happened around here. Maybe since Jennifer Lawrence had, had the panties, you know.
All right, let's get off that and let's not make a joke out of that because, you know, it's been the point's been made that that is actual sexual molestation. If you want to get down to it. That's exactly right. Let's go to Bob Bacon with the traffic, Bob.
Hey, that's Rob Phillips, Rob Town here with Bob Bacon with traffic. Well, I'll tell you something right now, Phil. We're looking downtown here. We're looking at a four-car wreck here on the 4 High. And there's a four-ply toilet paper along with that 4-ply out of town now. Moving to downtown to the west side. It looks like people are going to be slow and go out there on the west side. There's people looking around, found out, and they don't want to be found out. Also, here on the east side town, going down the east side, west side, we got that man who's standing there. He's been standing there for 3 days. He looks like a big guy in trouble. I'm going to try to get the ambulance over there and find out what's going on with him. Maybe that guy's name is Scarfo, Nicky Scarfo, and he went to prison as the head of the Philadelphia mob. This is Bob Bacon with the traffic.
And this is General Galen Shaw reminding you that Burtley's is open for another 3 days before they go into their wintertime renovation and hibernation. Burtley's is the place where you can get derbies and tam o'shanters. Only derbies and tam o'shanters. Go to Burtley's. You can stand there, try them on. People can laugh at you in the store, but not from the street. That was the big change they made. They moved the changing area from a window side on the street into an interior part of the store. Go and try on tam o'shanters, derbies, and other funny-looking hats at Birdley's. Birdley's. They'll be going into hibernation and renovation over the next 6 months, which is probably good news for all of us because the store is a dump and an eyesore. Birdley's, where they
where they
have derbies.
Hurdleys, where they
have derbies.
Leaving all my problems at the door, pouring up soon as you think it's enough, they bring in more.
There's Wiz Khalifa with Staying Out All Night.
For what you got, they can never. And you think this guy is about as full of it? His eyes are, he's so full of crap, his eyes are brown.
He's so full of crap because his eyes are brown because he's black.
What?
You mean his eyes are brown because he's black?
Yes, okay. But yeah, I think he's full of crap.
Why do you say this man is full of crap? This man is a very big recording artist, Phil.
He's full of crap because he's not out there. I told you already. He ain't out there partying his ass off, making the kind of money that he's making. So don't you believe it, all you youngins. We're going to get Frank Gray on here because the first thing I want to do, though, is I want to get this story. And let's read this as adults and not as little children, because this is a story that I think, while it's funny for a lot of people, I think it's very serious. 4chan, which is a website that originally was sort of an image-sharing website for a bunch of punky little teenage boys, which is what, you know, no matter how much damage those guys do, and they can do quite a bit, and they can do some good, as I mentioned, Anonymous, I thought, was a good effort by the members of 4chan. 4chan. I thought that Anonymous took to task an institution that needed to be taken to task, which was Scientology.
Oh, they're the ones that outed. So they're the ones that organized. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, they're the ones who organized the.
I know the Scientology protest.
Yes, and in so doing, they gave Scientology a taste of their own medicine, which was this goon-like harassment of excommunicants. This goon-like harassment of journalists. I mean, they were guilty of some horrid things. And not only that, the biggest affront to me as a citizen of this country was that Scientologists actually stole government documents in the late 70s, stole documents from the Treasury Department. This is an organization that was involved in theft of government documents. And yet, 10, 12 years later, they are given tax-exempt status in this country. So criminal acts are followed with the government giving them tax-exempt status. I have never seen a group of people cow and intimidate the United States government in quite this manner. That was Scientology. So it took a group of, like I said, punky little pimple-faced adolescent boys all putting themselves and their energies together on 4chan as Anonymous to attack this institution, as well they should have, I believe, and giving them a taste of their own medicine and basically saying to them, you are now, this is the age of the internet, so you can't keep any of this shit quiet. You can't keep your harassment of people private. You can't make people seem like they're crazy and making things up, because there's going to be other witnesses. There will be other eyeballs on the situation besides yours and the people who go along with your version of things and the people that you're attacking. So I always thought that was very, very noble.
Right. So, but now these punky little guys, they go from being the 4chan Anonymous people, and now they're spreading pictures of women's rear end. They got the butt cheek. Jesus.
Well, now, this is why I want to have Frank on here to talk about this.
Frank Gray is going to join us here from his offices, or near his offices there in Beverly Hills, California. Frank, we thank you for joining us. I know that you're over at the Beverly Mall right now. How are you this morning, Frank?
Better than Custer, young man.
All right. And, Frank, where are you?
Right now I'm over at the Beverly Mall. We're talking to a couple of our clients here. They have a store that apparently had a run-in with the management here. It's a lease situation, but they sell what they call show business materials. And really, all they sell are leotards and wigs, but they say they're a show business store and they pay, so we're over here talking to find out what's their problem.
What could you mind us?
Well, it's Frank, is this Daryl and Wilma Vetting?
Yeah, these are friends of ours who decided to open up a wig shop. They're retired, but he wanted to have a wig and a leotard shop just to keep his hand in show business. You get a lot of the young starlet, young actress, the starlet, they're not. I don't know. They're not starlets, are they?
No, they're not. They're not starlets. They're young actresses, and Daryl, I think, is. I think it is a bit untoward for a man who's married, but nonetheless, they did renovate the store. It's very lovely, but they're being charged a higher rate of rental.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure this is all very interesting, Mr. Henry.
No, I just, I it is interesting, actually, but I don't want to talk necessarily about this. I want to get into the Jennifer Lawrence leak, and when we say the Jennifer Lawrence leak, and we were just talking about 4chan, this website that at one time was an image-sharing, an anime-themed image-sharing website. It's become a home for all sorts of graphic, disturbing, and offensive images. I'm quoting J. Caspian King now on a website called Elements. Also, David Kushner is writing in this week's New Yorker magazine. It is a breeding ground for the anarchic pranksters who helped to form the hacker group Anonymous. On Sunday, a 4chan user, more likely a group of users, details still unclear, added another entry to the site's troubling litany when, after some haggling for Bitcoin payments, he or she uploaded a large cache of celebrities' private images, including nude photographs of the actress Jennifer Lawrence and the model Kate Upton.
Right. You've got these young kids who, because of their, they could have this Asperger. You know what the Asperger is, General?
Yeah, well, I've read about this. Is the kids are the autism.
Get out, they're talking. They don't know how to talk good.
Well, I don't know if they don't know how to talk good or not, but these asses that are at the heart and the soul of the Jennifer Lawrence leak are ass wipers. I can't, you know, it's almost as if I want to make that mistake in that direction, but I know that I shouldn't.
Well, Asperger's is a kind of autism that we can't really say that that's what this is, can we?
Oh, I think we can, Phil. I think we can very much say that. I think this is very abnormal behavior that is conducted by young people that are not socialized properly. And Frank and I both agree we think it's because the mind is diseased.
We definitely think the minds are diseased. We don't know how the disease crept in and began to infiltrate the mind of the burger.
Would the burger be the Asperger?
All right, look, we often get into this difficulty, and it's not unusual, it's not unique to our show, a difficulty in pronouncing things, but it is Asperger's.
Well, I'm trying to shorten it up. You get a load of him, General. Yeah.
Phil, all we're trying to do is a little bit
I understand you guys are trying to, you know, shorten things up, but while you shorten things up...
You're saying if you shorten it up enough, she won't be able to feel it, is that it? You know?
By the way, I gotta say, Frank is doing very, very well.
Well, he's got a new treatment, and the antibiotics are kicking in.
What are you two talking about?
We can't really talk about it in front of you, but there was a... we understand that... never mind.
I demand to know.
Frank, I'll talk about it with you after the show. But yes, some of the antibiotics are kicking in, but they could at any moment fail, and we have to be on a new therapy, you know.
Yeah, talk about you not calling everybody he, she, and the she, he.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Whatever it was that she said is beginning to piss me off. Do you understand? Whatever she said...
never mind. The she-he, it's kicking in again.
Yes, it sounds like the he-she kicked in.
All right. Let's just move on. We have...
Wait. Hold the phone here. The he-she kicked in. I'm listening to her. I'm listening to him. I'm listening to it. What kicked in?
Nothing kicked in. There was a question we had about your health, which you can talk over with your wife.
And this has become a discussion point for a radio show. You got to be giving me one high and hard. I'll tell you right now.
All right, but getting back to Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, getting back to Jennifer Lawrence. This group, 4chan, began to dump images out onto the internet Sunday night. It's a leak of Jennifer Lawrence in the nude. It's a leak of Kate Upton in the nude. The leak made it to the link-sharing site Reddit around dinner time, where it found an audience in the hundreds of thousands. If you don't think that Reddit is really the perv site, see, let me tell you something about Reddit. You know, 4chan may be a toilet bowl that has little turds masquerading as 15-year-old boys, but it is Reddit that is the real sewer of pederasty. It is the sewer of pornographers. It is the sewer of child abusers. That's Reddit, and that is really what Reddit is.
Now, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
No, I'm not going to hold on.
Hold on for a minute, Frank. Reddit is a place that holds these AMAs. You know.
Oh, Phil, Reddit, just because they have an AMA, Phil, doesn't mean that Reddit is not what Frank said it was. It is a place, that is the place where pornographers access many of their images. You remember that Violent Acres?
Yeah, right. She was Violent Acres. Boy, she was a real piece of garbage. She had a wife and a son and a job and a dog and a mouse and a you know, everything that a guy would have. And what is she doing in her off time? She's on the Reddit and she's posting pictures of a little girl's behind. I'm telling you, Phil.
No, I know all about this Violent Acres. Michael Brush, is that his name?
I don't know what her name was. Michael Babook, Babuk. But Michael Baruch, she did all kinds of damage. Now, that's Reddit. So you can talk about 4chan, but Reddit is a sewer. Reddit is a toilet bowl ever swirling that never does quite flush all the turds. Now, I'm Frank Gray. How do you feel about that, huh?
All right, Frank, there's no point in being dramatic.
Well, I'm being dramatic because I got people talking to me about how I got the he-she.
Look, Frank, I'll tell you the whole situation. You have a malady that pops up occasionally, and this morning, for a very brief, blessed moment, we didn't hear it, but it did come back.
Well, isn't that nice? I find it insulting that I'm talking to one of my best friends in the world, General Shaw, and she's got to go and talk to me later.
Hey, that bugs me.
All right, take it easy, General. Let's get back, Frank, now to the leak of Jennifer Lawrence's pictures and others. What does this, legally, what will this constitute?
Well, legally, this is, I agree with a great many of the comments that have been made. It's molestation, it's sexual harassment, it's akin to rape.
We need rape.
Yeah, but all these bunch of pictures.
Look at both of you mental midgets. Just allow me, because I'd have to go back in time thousands of years to be able to communicate with you, Dickman, and you, Leonard, because the two of you together don't make one decent Neanderthal. You understand what I'm talking to, see? Because you're both mental midgets. And
All right. We. I don't think you have to go quite back that far, but we're talking here, guys, about the fact that when you take pictures of a woman that she meant for just one other person or meant for her own private use for whatever reason, and then you steal those and you put them out on a public display, it's a kind of molestation. It's a kind of sexual harassment, a kind of sexual assault, okay?
Yeah, Miss Harry, nobody even touching her.
You're touching private property that is of an intimate or very, very private nature, and you are using that without her consent. So I think it is. It's a form of sexual assault.
Well, whether or not I would personally go there, but I think she's right. And I think both of you clowns, you see, because I'd have to go back in time thousands of years to when Barnum and Bailey first decided to put the clown, you know.
Yes, we understand, Frank.
You know, Frank, just move on with it, please.
All right, I'm talking about the two clowns. Jesus H. Christ. I'm talking about the two nitwits here that don't understand.
All right, they understand. And all right, so now you have this sexual assault, as you call it. This has taken place. The images of these women are being circulated. Now what?
Well, the situation is deeper than that, because anybody's iPhone is now at risk. And I would ask you, Hendry. I would ask you, Dickman. I would ask you, General Shaw. And certainly I know that my wife, Margaret, he had pictures. He's shared me. Hey, man, I've seen some pictures that Margaret's got. Man, I'd like to set you free. And
Frank, those are pictures that are private and were meant for you.
No, I understand that. No, I totally understand that. But I'm just saying that my wife, Margaret, took some pictures of himself when we were in Seville, Spain, and he was learning how to do a flamingo. And
flamenco, Frank, for God Almighty, you know.
Okay, look at Margaret. I'm not the big flamenco. Okay, do you see me in a pair of tight pants going wee 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 around a hat? No, you will never see me do anything like that.
Frank, we were in Seville, Frank, Phil, and I was taking flamenco lessons. We were also visiting that wonderful city, the home of Magellan. And, Frank, you remember you enjoyed it.
Oh, no, yes, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Well, which is it, for Christ's sake?
It's no, yes, it's a yes and a no. I mean, I'm right, and she's wrong.
Who's wrong?
Phil is. Phil, suggesting that... That
I didn't suggest anything, all right? So Margaret's saying you had a good time in Seville, France.
Yes, I did have a good time in Seville, France, as did he. Now, God damn all of you people to hell, I can't even breathe.
Frank, if you would quit getting sidetracked, I think we'd be much, much better off. So anyway, Phil, we were in Seville, Spain. Frank and I were there at the Ritz-Carlton. We were having one of those nights after a lot of drinks.
Yeah. We had a couple of belts of the sangria wine. I don't know. Did you ever hear the Jerry Jeff Walker, sangria wine? You remember when she sang that song?
I vaguely remember it, yeah.
All right. Well, I decided, hey, let's get some. So Margaret and I, we had a lunch that started at 2 p.m. and lasted until about 1 a.m., nothing but sangria wine and her sitting it right on my...
Okay, and hold on. Here is where we're going to have issues, right, Margaret?
Yes, Frank. You don't need to be graphic.
Well, I got big news for you, Caballero. Yes, I do, my dear, because when he put it on my... what do you want me to say?
Why the need for graphic description?
Because this is the kind of image that is going to be circulated around the world. And I want people to know the kind of crime that's been committed against my luscious, yes, big, but big in a sexual and sensual way, wife. And, I mean, he is something else, man. When he put that on my nose...
All right, okay. So what we have out there are pictures of Margaret that may have been hacked.
I'm on the phone with Frank. Hi, Frank.
How'd you get in here?
I don't know, but I'll leave.
I am very certain, Phil... that I have photographs of me, I have photographs, and I have photographs.
Yeah, so you got photographs.
Don't get the crap, you got photographs. Is they out there?
Is they out there?
Have they been hacked, is what we're asking.
We're pretty sure they have been. I think I saw a picture of him with the...
You know what, I'm going to get up and leave because I don't see any necessity for this. Excuse me, I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
Don't applaud that.
All right, Margaret, just...
I'm going to use the bathroom and no, not for what you're thinking.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to blow my nose and then maybe take a dump.
God damn!
You know, every time he does that, I got to laugh because it's the same thing at the house, you know. Yeah, I'll be sitting there just about ready to heat a 3-minute egg and he'll say, time for a dump. And there's no way I'm going to finish a 3-minute egg. There's no way you finish a 3-mamma egg. And
what do you mean a 3-mammy egg?
I didn't say a 3-mammy egg. I said...
A 3-minute egg?
Yes, there's no way you finish the 3-minute egg after someone has said they got to go pinch it. So, you know, he does it all the time.
All right, so now that she has left the room, what do we got?
Well, you said, Frank, there's some choice shots.
There are some choice shots. There's one. I know that there's a series of four that were taken in Seville, Spain last summer of Margaret. He took a picture of his own backside sitting on my, you know, nose. And then there's another one. I believe it's of his own backside again up in the air. And I'm about ready to, you know, I'm making a tail gunner run there. And then there's two more of it parked, a front view of it parked, a side view of it parked, then another back view of it parked. All in all, Phil, I'd say there's about six or seven shots of it parked. And then I think you see my legs up in the air at one point because I was having a hard time getting air. And I said to him, you've got to move it. You've got to move it now because I may black out. And all I heard was... Dee da dee da dee da dee. You know, he was singing, and meanwhile I'm down there going.
All right, okay, fine, Frank. So there's pictures of Margaret out there,
but again, it's parked on the nose, and I couldn't breathe.
What do you want to do? Sue your own wife?
Let me tell you something, General. There are weirder ideas out there. There are weirder ideas out there.
Yeah, well, there may be weirder ideas, but none weirder than this conversation. Thank you very much, Frank.
What's weird about it? I told you, there's pictures of my wife out there with it parked on my nose. I'm almost smothering to death. And his ass is right next to Joey Lawrence's face. And
all right, thanks a lot, Frank. We'll take it from here.
Is he done?
Yes, he's done.
I didn't even listen to any of that, but I can well imagine.
Well, look, Margaret, you guys brought this up, so we have to deal with this, okay? We have to deal with these stories. So along with Jennifer Lawrence and everybody else, there's pictures, I guess, of Margaret out there. And they are what they are.
Now, I heard Frank going, please don't tell me he said that there's pictures of it parked and he can't breathe.
Yes, he did, Miss Gray.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Oh.
Help her back to the kitchen.
Come on, Miss Gray.
Oh.
Miss Gray.
Oh. Woo.
Yeah, she's all in a heap.
Yeah, just lay her down over there.
Here, want me to get you some tea?
Oh.
Yeah, she's messed up. Well, that's what's going to happen, man.
So you really think this is a sexual molestation deal, huh?
It could be. Jay Sanos is going to join us here in a moment on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to discuss just that. Is this a sexual molestation deal? What is this? And just exactly what happened, and why did it happen, and who did it, and who didn't do it? We'll be back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Got a new one from Nonpoint. This is called Never Ending Hole. World famous Phil Henry Show, our one man show on the 11th of September at the Irvine Improv.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Feels like a close, it's coming to, fucking my, gonna do.
What the hell's up? All right, welcome back.
Well, you didn't get back in time, Phil.
Why didn't you write? I'm sorry, that was the Nonpoint song. That's some Eminem that we're listening to there. All right, welcome back to our show. So, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us right now. And we'll continue talking about the hacking of iPhones. Jay, just exactly how is it that this has become so prevalent? How is it that it's so easy? What is it about Apple and all of their vaunted genius All of the marvelous things that we are told that Apple knows how to do, the future, the this, the that. How is it that these jackasses cannot keep people's phones from being hacked into?
Well, yeah, so that's a really good question, and it does require some analysis. I don't know. I don't think anybody has the answer to it. How it is that a big company like the Apple iPhone company, and it's, you know, more than just the Apple iPhone company, it's the Apple company, if you want to get right down to it.
Well, because they've got more than just the iPhone, right?
Say again?
They have more than just the iPhone.
I didn't hear what he said.
They have more than just the iPhone.
Well, yeah, they do. They have, I don't know what it is.
They've got computers. They've got the iPad. Where you been, anyway?
No, that's right.
Now, here comes that Marie Osmond, and they're purposefully showing her butt. Now, who do I write about that?
All right, take it easy, will you, General? We got something else going on, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Shit.
Phil, I mean, look at Marie Osmond showing the ass end off.
All right, but we got Jay on the line, okay?
Yeah, well, we can get to Marie Osmond's ass, you know, whenever you want to. Hell, I'll even pay the cover charge. Go look at that.
How dare you talk about Marie Osmond that way?
All right, but...
Just get to the point, Margaret. Get to the point here, the iPhone. How is it that Apple, as a company, is not able to secure their products better? They are offering this iCloud storage system. I use it. I use it mostly for music and whatever nude pictures I don't. I have none, you know, to be honest with you. Why do I want to take pictures of myself, although there may be some girlfriends? I'm kidding. So the point being, what is the story there, Jay?
Well, now you got me thinking, what new pictures of girlfriends do you have? And you're going to have a 4chan kid out there. He's going, God damn. I mean, we'll be able to go get those pictures and find out about picture.
That's great. No doubt that there's someone trying, and someone has been trying for quite some time. But the fact is, I have my pictures coded so that I know exactly where they are going once they are hacked, once they are stolen. I have the identity of the individual who stole them. Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Henry, I've yet to find out.
But let's get back to this whole situation. Why is it that the so-called Apple company and their iCloud storage system is not more secure?
Again, we don't really know the answer to that, Phil. We've been looking into it here for the last 48 hours. We have gone over all of our metrics. We have gone on the phone here to Bill Goodell, who is with the local South Bay Police. We've talked to a number of people. And everyone's kind of scratching their, you know, I don't mind telling you, scratching their heads and anything else that you would be scratching at a time like this. And I don't mind telling you, most of the time something like this goes down, I'm reaching down, you know, and just doing a ball. Well, and...
This isn't necessary, Phil.
Right, Jay, we don't need to know. So, all right, you're befuddled.
Wait, let me ask you a question. You're befuddled, Santos, which doesn't surprise me.
Phil, I didn't come on your program and get abused, you know, or get abused by people.
No, hold on, Santos. So you're saying you're not really sure. Let me throw something into the mix here. What about the possibility that there's an inside job going on, that they know someone at the iCloud storage facility?
There's not a storage facility. iCloud is a spiritual world or something like that.
Yeah, man, it's like it's an internet world.
It's not really a physical storage facility.
No, I know that. It's what they call it's the digital, right?
That is correct, General. It's not, when you say storage facility, they don't have anybody who's...
No, I understand that. So, Dickman, you're a whole lot of stupid.
Well, you talk about spirituality.
I didn't say it was a spiritual world, you numbnut. I said it was a storage facility. All right, it was a storage facility, but just go ahead.
I'll take it from here, General. The storage area of iCloud is a virtual storage. It could be anywhere. It could be right next to you. It could be way far away. They store it out there in the digital.
No, there's an actual physical storage of this stuff. It's an enormous amount of storage that one can purchase that really just is, if you will, boiled down to a couple of circuits, just a couple of little pieces of wire someplace up there in the Silicon Valley. You know, there's a physical place where the iCloud world is, but it's not an enormous storage facility per se, although it could be a pretty good-sized room, right?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me like, you know more about it than They're all people.
Well, Phil is right. Everything that Phil. Yeah, he's right.
Oh yeah, you're just saying that. You don't know.
I know a lot better than you guys do. Okay, at least I'm walking around upright. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Look at you. You're applauding me insulting you.
Yay! What?
Okay, so it's not a big storage facility. Now, what could have been? You're saying inside job.
I'm very much in agreement there with the general that could be inside.
Yeah, that's my feeling. Whatever feeling I have, and I'm not trying to be smart, but you know, see, I don't have the feeling that a lot of people have, especially since I've gotten older. The feeling has gone from much of pardon me.
All right, General. I tell you what, let's take some phone calls here. Dr. Ron Tarner is going to join us here from Mountain Meadow Observatory to give his read on this. Dr. Tarner, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, fellow. Doing well.
Jay Santos is with us. What is your feeling on this?
And I wanted to ask Jay, what do you think, Jay, of the possibility that the passwords have been corrupted or passwords have been shared? And that initially is what got people into there, and then they're able to hack into other passwords.
I don't know. You're a doctor. You're up there looking at outer space and everything. I'm a security expert. You're trying to tell me how it is?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to move along a segment that Phil sounds like he's drowning in right now. If I were hosting this, I would have called you out right away as not being very capable. I would have moved on to the general, who might have had an idea about the fact that there was an inside job. But I think passwords, that's where you have to go. The password, I think, is where a lot of this has become corrupted.
All right, I'll bite. Go ahead and describe that.
Wait, hold on for a minute. I'm the guest.
Jay, we want to hear what Dr. Turner has to say. Go ahead, Dr. Turner.
Well, I mean, it's very simple that if someone has a password and another person gets a hold of that password and then another person gets a hold of that password and finally that password falls into the hands of individuals who shouldn't have it. Now, look, these are very prominent women. They're famous women. They give access to certain men, pictures of themselves or other women or other people, and the next thing you know, that access is shared with others. You know how it is, Phil. You'll say, well, if you don't share this with anyone, I'll give you access to my website. And so it goes. And I think that it has to be something of grave importance, and I think it has to be something of serious importance for someone to have that access, and nonetheless, they have it.
Well, all right, serious importance, meaning?
Meaning if you give that to somebody, and this is a disgruntled boyfriend, and then he sees a picture, for instance, Margaret, if there was someone in your life. You mentioned a Greek.
Oh, well, you're talking about the Greek man that,
Jesus, if I have to hear about that Greek one more time.
It's possible, yes. And you don't have to hear about it. I didn't bring it up. However, it was a beautiful moment. I'll have you know.
All right. You think that guy's smart enough to know how to use a password?
How dare you? He had the Greek kebab booth. Never mind.
The point is that if that guy got a hold of Margaret's password, and he saw those pictures that the husband there, Frank, was talking about, Margaret parking it, right?
All right, we understand.
Okay, that could very well be compromised. That's my only point.
All right, Jay, what's your comment on that?
My comment on that is you get a password, goes to one person, maybe two people. How does that compromise the whole system of everything that's going on? That's what I want to find out. You got all kinds of pictures, and there's a guy that was arguing about something about Bitcoin, and he finally decided that he'd upload all these pictures. I don't know who he's trying to piss off, you know?
I don't either. So you're saying that this guy had the password. Do you think he was arguing with someone on 4chan that was a celebrity?
I think it might be. If you're saying that this guy got pissed off about a conversation about Bitcoin, the next thing you know, all these pictures show up. I'm saying that that dude was probably arguing with somebody who might have been related to someone, who might have been an individual that knew about Jennifer Lawrence and her rear end being sticking out there on picture. Just like you got your Margaret Gray there, got the ass parked out there.
All right, thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you, Phil. I would have cut that off a lot sooner.
Well, what was he talking about?
Talking about Margaret's hacked pictures. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. PhilHendryShow.com as we continue here this morning. It is a Tuesday morning. It is the second day of September. As far as I'm concerned, man, it is still the summer months. All right. World famous Phil Hendry Show, PhilHendryShow.com. Don't forget our website, PhilHendryShow.com, with the online store. Gives you the opportunity to take a look at so many different things that we have for sale, for offerings. We have CDs over there at our online store. I don't know if we're still doing that. Buy a CD get a BSP and get a CD for free. I don't know. Check it out and see what specials we got going this month. at the Phil Henry website for our online store. All kinds of Phil Henry stuff. Bill Michener here, Michener Toyota. Drive it in, drive it away. Drive it in, drive it away. At Michener Toyota, that's what we say. Drive it in, drive it away. Michener Toyota, 515 Michener.
Said that she's ashamed. What have I become?
Hello, I'm Dr. Clavicle, and I've got the eyeglasses that will make you look 20 years younger. Now, I know you want your eyes to be stronger as you get older. You want to be able to see. You want to be able to read. That's one thing. But what do you look like in those glasses? How'd you like to look 20 years younger wearing those cute glasses that make you look like someone's member of a secretarial pool with the tight skirt, the heels? You know the drill. You may be blind as a bat, but you will be blind and gorgeous at Dr. Clavicle's. Bill Bundy Chevrolet, trip to the moon? You got it. We'll take you to the moon with Bill Bundy Chevrolet deals. How about this? A 2014 Chevy. It's almost 2015. That means one thing and one thing only. These 2014s have got to go. I've got to get them out. I've got to get them the hell out of there. Get them off. Get them off my lot. Get it off of me. Bill Bundy Chevrolet, your trip to the moon.
From God today, and she sounded just like me. What have I done?
All right, thank you very much. That was a real fruitless conversation. The biggest load I've ever seen in my life. What else is happening here? World famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret, I really feel bad about that. Do you know if any of your pictures have been actually hacked?
I don't know yet if they've been hacked. I'm saying there's some very choice pictures.
Why did anybody go to hack in a picture of you?
You know, you're a real ass. I'm a celebrity. Do you understand?
Mr. Henry's more of a celebrity than you are.
That may well be, but I'm a celebrity. And they will hack into my phone, and they will take those pictures, and they... God damn it.
Margaret, you know, you're real paranoid here. No offense, but most of those pictures are of women that are a lot younger than you.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, a picture of a woman that's got it parked on a guy's nose...
Well, Miss Gray, you didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, look at you. Now you're talking about it.
Yes, I am talking about it. It's parked on Frank's nose, and he can't breathe. Excuse me. What are you applauding that for? Why are you applauding that?
I don't know.
Just go ahead and take a walk.
I'm walking it off.
Fate of Al-Shabaab leader unclear after deadly U.S. airstrike. How about that, General, huh?
I don't know how. You know what? When we send those missiles in... And we want to blow some jackass up. I don't know why we aren't clearer on it. Now, the story that I've got here says that Al-Shabaab, which is about the most balled-up jive name... Jesus Christ.
This guy's... where's he from?
This guy's in Somalia. You know, hey, Al-Shabaab, why don't you change the name of your organization? You sound like a dish. You know, you sound like something I'd buy at a deli. That's what you guys are. You're nothing more than a snack. For the U.S. drone and missile strike system. Anyway, he was a top leader. He was in one of two vehicles hit on Monday night by a U.S. military strike. A member of the Islami, whatever the fuck, give me this.
Here, I got it. A member of the Somali Islamic extremist group said Tuesday the rebel commander would not say whether Ahmed Abdi Godane.
Yeah, there you go. Godane, or G-O-D-A-N-E.
Yeah, the group's leader was among the six militants killed. U.S. carries out counterterrorism strikes in Somalia. Somalia's new war order. The two vehicles were heading toward the coastal town of Barawe, Al-Shabaab's main base, when they were hit. Abu Muhammad told the Associated Press U.S. military forces attacked the extremist Al-Shabaab network in Somalia. A witness in Somalia described ground-shaking explosions caused by the strike. Somali government and African Union forces heading to a town in the district heard what sounded like an earthquake as the Al-Shabaab bases were hit. The governor of the of Somalia's lower Shabal region told the Associated Press there was an airstrike. You know, I think that everybody snivels and cries about the whole the drone thing, man, you know.
Look, let me tell you something about the drones. Brother, I used to operate those drones. As part of the ongoing effort, you know, to support Israel during the Gulf War, you know, the desert steam. You remember that?
What do you mean desert steam? I'm back, by the way, from walking it off. What do you mean desert steam?
Oh, you're back from walking it off, huh? You know, maybe I'm going to have to walk it off.
What do you mean desert steam?
Yeah, General, what does that mean?
Desert
Storm?
Yes, Desert Storm, for Jesus H.
Well, that's when they was fighting Iraq.
When we were in Kuwait, yeah, what about it?
Well, what do you mean, what about? I was helping out with a Patriot missile system that was knocking out those Scuds that were coming in, that jackass Saddam Hussein was flying in. So I've got some very close familiarity with these anti-missile systems and with these first strike systems. And let me tell you something. You want to put the fear of Jesus into these tablecloth-wearing jive turkey. These monkeys are out there operating around in those Jeeps. And they're driving all over the place like they own the whole GD place, right? Driving over here, going to get some goat meat. Let's go over here, get ourselves a glass of goat milk. And then we'll relax to a nice goat platter while we're watching I Dream of Jeannie or whatever the hell those jive-ass turkeys do. And then these monkeys...
Tell him to get to the point.
General.
I'm getting to the point there, sister. You know, Margaret, just because you got your rear end parked on Frank's nose...
All right, let's not have no more references to that.
Well, she's the one that brought it up.
I'm asking you to get to the point about this Al-Shabaabi.
Al-Shabaab, okay?
And by the way, why don't you say his name with respect, all right? He's someone's son, he's someone...
Wait, what do you mean, he?
Isn't that his name, Al-Shabaab?
No, that's the name of the group. Get a load of you.
Man, I gotta walk this whole show off.
Yeah, Miss Gray, you better go walk it off.
That's what I'm doing.
All right, so anyway, got rid of her.
No, I'm out here listening.
That's great. That's the way to walk it off, Margaret.
All right, will you two just cease fire, as they say in the military world there, General?
All right, now look at it. Photo hack is still a mystery.
They're not going to find out who did it. I'll tell you one thing, though. What this has done is it has brought... I don't mean to change the subject, and we could get back on it, but it has brought a whole lot of unnecessary... And it's going to be some very hurtful attention on these cats in 4chan, because now what they've got, they have all of these undercover units, man, that infiltrate all of these groups. And what goes around comes around. In other words, if you say this is all free information and it's a free place to operate, well, the cops then use that, and they start dropping in all kinds of people to find out who, what, when, and where. And some of them are real good, and they do take these Asperger lonely young men into their confidence. The next thing you know, they got a whole lot of people that are arrested. General, go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, getting back to the Al-Shabaab, for Christ's sake. I thought we were done with that 4chan jive. Those monkeys over there, they'll get theirs.
Yeah, they'll get their comeuppance. No question about it.
All right, okay, so anyway.
Anyway, these monkeys are down there in Al-Shabaab country, and they're driving. Let's get a goat platter and stop off over here at Bill's house. Get ourselves another, you know, goat cheese, whatever. So then they're driving. Now comes some operator, some commander at a U.S. missile base, or maybe he's at a Navy command center somewhere, and they've had a drone on this jive monkey for the longest time, and the jive turkey, he doesn't know it, and they go, aha, there he is right there. What do you say we have a little target practice, hey? And everybody, hey. Next thing you know, he pushes one button, and there's one Al-Kabaab, whatever the guy is. That's one more. That's nothing more. Something you could sweep up into an ashtray. You could put that ashtray at the driver's seat of that Jeep for all the good that guy's going to do anybody.
All right, so it's a matter of a drone, right?
Yeah, probably like a drone.
Yes, you've got drones that are following these guys. And you go, hey, there he is right there. How about we have a little target practice? One button is all you push. And that guy, he's yesterday's nose, man. He's a bad fart in the wind. Everything that guy was, all of the marvelous revolutionary things he did, all of the belief in the Quran, all of his freedom fighter status, now he's nothing more than a wind from a duck's ass.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right, well, that apparently is what happened there to Al-Shabaab, or to the leader of Al-Shabaab.
Which is it, Phil?
It's not a guy, it's a group. And as we mentioned, two vehicles were struck. So I would say that this is quite, this is quite the defense system.
Well, there's no question about it. It's a great way, I think, for a lot of people to have a lot of... I've never had more fun. But I understand it's about defense and all of that.
Yeah, I would say that's about defense. Dave Oliva is with us. Dave is taking police science and law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College. Dave, I know that this is far afield of your expertise. But it is about defense of the country, and in studying police work, you're really studying something similar. You're defending a community.
Well, that's true, you know, and I don't want to get too... How you doing, General?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. I don't want to get too much into the General's territory, of, you know, but I do think that the police eventually are going to deploy the drone. I think a drone is very valuable for counterterrorism work here as a domestic police officer. I think a drone is very powerful for use against gangs, against drug gangs, against different people that it mean to do society harm, you know. And also, of course, the drone is probably something you could... I would love to do this. You know, you was talking about the Jennifer Lawrence, you know, and Ms. Gray was saying that there was a picture of her and so on and so forth.
Yes, please don't be specific, Dave.
No, ma'am, no, I will not. I will not be specific. But what I would love to do, and I would love to do this, you know, is to get a drone and fly it right up to the window of some punky little kid who's all, yeah, now I'm going to share Jennifer Lawrence, I got Ms. Gray, you know, I don't mean nothing, Ms. Gray, but, and I won't be graphic, Ms. Gray, but Ms. Gray, you know, her butt area is parked on Frank Gray's nose, and he's all going, I can't breathe, you know.
You said you wouldn't be specific. God damn you.
Dave, let's not be specific. You told Ms. Gray that you weren't going to be specific.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that, I didn't know that was the picture. I thought there was another picture.
There are many other pictures, yes, but that's the one that got shared.
Well, what about the one with your legs up in the air and...
All right, we don't have to keep sharing the contents or the specifics of the picture. What you're saying is the drone can be used to do what? To fly up next to some kid's bedroom window?
Well, you're going to have problems with that, because if you're flying up next to a bedroom window, how do you know what that drone's doing?
No, I'm not talking about the bedroom window. Oh, my God, man. You're trying to tell me that I'm going to fly up to the bedroom window of a little girl with a drone, and I'm going to go, yeah, yeah. What a sick thing.
Yeah, well, you better be specific and everything about what you're doing.
Talk about flying up a drone to a kid that's on a computer trying to share the pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm not... God damn.
All right, my mistake.
I'm saying, you know, you fly the drone up to the bedroom window, you know, of some punk kid, and he's sharing pictures of Jennifer Lawrence, and he's all like, hee, 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 and he looks to his left, and there's the drone that has deployed the camera. You know, and it's like, smile, chump. You're on candid camera now, man. How's that feel, man? You know, how do you like me now, you know? And the kids all, ooh. And you know what you could do, man? You could put those pictures online. Here's a picture of Timmy, you know, Timmy Timmington or whatever the kid's name is. And he was just getting ready to send out a picture of Jennifer Lawrence and her butt and whatever. And the drone flew up next to the window and got a picture of Timmy Timmington. And he's all like, God damn, man, I'm busted. You know, he's all, ooh, probably got some chimp face, you know.
Yeah, probably went monkey on the guy.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Watch the language, please.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. But yeah, the kid would go monkey. He'd be all like, ooh, 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 you know, as the drone's taking his picture. So I would say, you know, turnabout's fair play. And I'd say to any of these chumps that is out there on 4chan trying to sell all these pictures and shit, you know, you can be a chump if you want to, chump, but the drone, we got the drone, I swear to God, man, I'd love to see the chump drone, you know.
Now that's a great idea, the chump drone. You know, you have a drone that is just for chump change.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You get the chump change drone, and it's all like, you know, hey, chump change, check it out, man, I got you. You get that chump change drone, man, it's a whole new game. I tell you that, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dave. So the drone can be used in a variety of places, I think is what you're saying.
Yeah, but we're also saying the chump change drone will change the rules of the game.
Yeah, don't you know, Mr. Henry? You know, the chump change drone?
No, I don't know what the chump change drone is, other than you think you're going to fly up next to some guy's window, right?
Yeah, well, you're going to fly up next to the guy's window and go, hey, chump. I just saw you push the button to send Jennifer Lawrence's pictures out. Now, you've been chump changed, yeah.
I think it's worth looking into. Who is this chick? God damn, look at the ass on that. Will you knock it off, General, for God's sake? Well, I'm telling you right now, these diet drinks, Jesus.
Yeah, I just seen that, General. But anyway, Mr. Henry, remember the chump change drone.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks, everybody. Hey, Bud, Robert, I'll see you guys later for golf, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go over the 3-par.
Well, yeah, go to the 3-par, Royal 3-par.
Would you guys work that stuff out somewhere else?
Hey, man, if you still listen, Dave, a Royal 3-par at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Why are you guys going all the way over to the Arroyo 3 par at 1 o'clock?
Because that's, we like it, because it's bitching there.
Yeah, because it's next to the freeway, man. Sometimes hit a ball on the freeway, it's cool.
The Arroyo 3 par. Man, that's all the way over in Pasadena. That's a hell of a drive.
Yeah, that's closer to Dave, too.
All right, okay.
Well, great. Isn't that nice? You guys got your tea time worked out. What a bunch of... You guys are a sorry excuse.
Margaret, let me just remind you, you're the one with a picture flying around out there in the iCloud with your rear end smothering your own husband to death. I'm General Galenshaw.
Hey! How dare you? You know what? I'm checking out for the rest of this piece of...
Margaret, I will be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California.
Don't forget that Mr. Henry's The World of Phil Henry. Truth is Our Bitch, September 11th at the Anaheim Improv.
It's a new pick to click, I think, man, ain't it? Selfish, from the band Dope. And it's a single from a forthcoming EP, Selfish. All right, thanks very much, guys. That was great. That was fantastic.
Don't you like the music you play?
I like a lot of the music that we play, and some of it is way better than others. I mean, like, for instance, you know, our big pick-to-click last week was Nonpoint. I think that band, that's a Miami rock and roll band. Now, I'm not saying that Miami doesn't exactly produce rock and roll, but Miami doesn't exactly produce rock and roll. I don't care what anybody says. You know, yeah, they had, what was that one?
Dan Hanoi Rock.
Hanoi Rocks. That was like a metal band that was out of Miami, I think, in the early, in the 90s. I think it was called Hanoi Rocks. But Miami hasn't had rock and roll since, what, forever? I mean, when I was down there in the 70s, Bayshore and Criteria Sound, the Allman Brothers used to record there, Bob Seger recorded there, Joe Walsh recorded. There was a few, but then the Bee Gees came in. I'm not, you know, nothing against the Bee Gees, but they came in with their disco, and then Miami just was like this disco town, and it really was not a rock and roll town at all. Bands like Nonpoint and the like might be putting that town back on the map as a real rock and roll town, but, you know, who knows? Anyway, I love that record. And so it goes. All right, Russia threatens to release Putin's disputed phone call.
This I gotta hear.
All right. Russia raised the stakes Tuesday over a disputed phone call between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the head of the EU Commission president by threatening to go public with a conversation that the Kremlin said misquoted the Russian leader as saying he could be in Kiev within 2 weeks if he wanted. Now, when Putin made allegedly this statement that he could be in Kiev within 2 weeks if he wanted, Putin wants to avoid comparisons to Hitler. He ain't doing too well, because that one's right out of Hitler's playbook, you know?
Well, that's, yeah, Hitler's the guy that would say, if you don't do what I want you to do, brother, I'll bring it, and I'll bring it good. I'll bring the wood, my friend, and I ain't talking about, you know, anything intimate between my wife and I. If I bring the lumber, okay, that's one thing.
All right, I think Hitler said it in a lot less words, do you think?
Yeah, sure. He said it. Hitler basically said, either you do what I say, or I'll drive it right up your ass. How about that?
There you go. That's about what he said. Vladimir Chizov, ambassador to the...
That's his name, Vladimir Chizov.
Shut up. Vladimir Chizov, okay?
What is it, man?
It's whatever. How do you pronounce that?
It looks to me like C-H-I-Z-H-O-V. Chizhov. That's what it is, bud, so we don't get your filth infecting this segment of the program.
All right. Vladimir Chizhov Ambassador to the European Union said the Russian presidential administration is ready to make the call.
Hold on, Phil. Could you pardon me for a minute? I just noticed my breath. No, it's good. I was just doing a quick breath check because I had just used some mouthwash this morning that I really like. It's a European brand called Silsa.
What are you doing?
God damn it, Margaret.
I'm doing a breath check. Oh, my God. You've never done a breath check.
No, not like that. You know.
Not like that. You've never checked your breath.
Of course I've checked my breath. We all have, all right?
Yeah, Ms. Wright, what's that got to do with anything?
I'm doing a breath check, and you people are suddenly going, you're going monkey on me, aren't you?
No, but Margaret, we're in the middle. I'm reading something.
I apologize, Phil. I didn't know it was on the air. I'm doing a very quick breath check. Hold on, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Oh, I see. I'm interrupting the big boys here.
Margaret, we've got important things to do. We're talking about Putin.
And I'm doing a breath check. I'm a woman. And our personal hygiene is very important to us. Bud, would you smell this?
Get out of here. Don't make him smell your breath. I'll do it.
All right.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
How dare you?
Wait, did you ask me to smell your breath?
Yes, I did, but you could have said it smelled like lilacs.
Okay, Margaret, it smells like lilacs.
A little late for that, don't you think, Phil? First it's Jesus Christ, and then it smells like lilacs. No, I think it smells fine.
It's a little on the garlicky side. Didn't you guys have that guacamole last night?
Who made the guacamole?
Well, excuse me. I made the guacamole.
All right, and did you put garlic in it?
I always put garlic in my guacamole.
That's damn good, Mr. Henry.
I didn't say it wasn't good, Phil. I had my fill of it. I had my share. I had my P-H-I-L of it.
Yeah, Ms. Griddle, there's hardly any left after you got the chip in there.
Yeah, Margaret, you were putting your chips into that stuff, and even Frank didn't get any.
Well, excuse me for living.
Margaret, the point being that you had a lot of that guacamole last night, and I used liberal amounts of garlic in my guacamole.
Yes, and I loved it, and that's why I used that salsa, which is a very good mouthwash. And I did the quick breath, because I noticed Robert recoiling here. Is that why?
Yeah, Ms. Wright, I didn't want to say, but your breath, man, goddamn.
Oh, is that right?
Margaret, if you are having concerns about your breath, and people are recoiling, and you ask them about recoiling, and they say, yes, it was your breath, don't get upset with them then for being honest with you.
I'm asking them to tell me, not turn it into a Dostoevsky Anton Chekhov play. God damn it. I'll go over here and check my own breath. I know what smells good and what doesn't. No, it's fine.
Okay, it's fine. Robert?
Man, Margaret, it smelled like your mouth. The Romanian army died in your mouth, and they've still not gotten all the bodies out.
Oh, you're gonna... Oh.
Margaret, I'm telling you, you ate all that garlic.
Well, then don't put so much garlic in your GD guacamole, all right?
No, I put as much garlic in there as I think is needed. We put in...
Hey, say, Phil, what's your guacamole recipe anyway?
Are you kidding me? Are you guy... You dick lickers are going to sit around...
Will you watch it with that?
You're going to sit around and talk about that.
General, I use 4 avocados. I use lemon juice. I use garlic. I'd say 1, 2, 3. I'd say 4 little cloves is enough. I think we probably used 8. But that's just because we had made a whole bunch. And then I would use... Lauren, she made a lot. Because Lauren was going nuts with that...
That peeling thing.
Yeah, all you have to do is roll it, and it just breaks all this stuff. And she thought it was fantastic. So she made a whole bunch of garlic. And then she said to me, how much should I put in? And I said, use about half of it. It looked good to me.
Well, you're a big believer in garlic.
I just think it's great stuff. But you can use too much. And I think that I...
So you're blaming her?
No, I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming me. We use too much garlic, and then we use salt. The key to good guacamole is salt.
Can we get to the point here, Phil? I'm checking. I'm doing a breath check.
Will you knock it off with that? The key to guacamole, there, General, is salt. That's the key. Salt brings out the flavor of the avocado. A little bit of lemon juice, garlic, and if you will, if you wish, if you want, you can toss a little bit of salsa, but not a lot. That's all you need. Then mash that stuff up real good. And I had a bitch of a time yesterday finding ripe avocados in the market, but I did find them. And if you don't have a really ripe avocado, you're going to have to maybe go almost ripe and just mash the hell out of that. Get yourself a tortilla chip, Jack, you're set.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you make good guacamole.
And did I say you made bad guacamole?
No, you didn't, Margaret. But you're blaming me for your breath?
No, I said you used an awful lot of...
God damn! Man, I'd like to set me free.
You're telling me my breath is bad.
Yeah, even now I can smell it, Mark. Garlic comes out of the skin. It's not just a matter of breath. It comes out of your pores. You know, it's coming up from your stomach. Garlic is a strong scent. Anybody eating a lot of garlic, the next day, you know, unless you just want to sit in a sauna and sweat it out, you know.
Did I get rid of it, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, that's probably a good way, Phil.
Yeah, sit in a hot sauna. If you've had garlic and you don't want to stink to high heaven, sit in a hot sauna and sweat that stuff out of you. Maybe sit in a hot shower and sweat it out as much as you can. And then drink a lot of water and sort of, you know, get the stink out of your system. But garlic is good for you. It's very, very good for you. You can get sick if you eat too much of it.
Well, what do you mean get sick? You mean you start to throw up?
You can get nauseous, yeah. Yeah, you can OD on garlic. It's a really, really powerful, powerful vegetable or fruit or whatever the hell it is. And how the hell did we get on this? I'm talking about Putin.
Yeah, you were talking about Putin with the big fat mouth on this guy saying that he could be Adolf Hitler in 48 hours, and then Margaret's over there with a ha.
Oh, you know what, General? You didn't have garlic last night, and I can smell the stink on you all the way over here.
Wait, what do I smell like?
You, it's a combination, it's a some kind of a hog-based sausage. You know what I had this morning, by the way, which really shocks me that you say I smell of garlic? I had a very lean and light ham. I had Reasoner's Light Ham. Are they a sponsor yet?
No, they are not.
I'm going to sign them up. Reasoner's Light Ham. It's mechanically separated ham.
Oh, God.
God damn. Who wants to eat that?
I beg your pardon.
Margaret, who? Is this a diet food?
Yes, it is. It's delicious. It's delicious. It's a new word I came up with. Reasoner's Light Ham, delicious. That's the combination of delicious and.
Dishes.
And dishes, yes. No, I don't know.
Okay, so we've just burned up all that time. Vladimir Putin.
Oh, I see, Phil. So you serve me a toxic level of garlic. I try to breathe it out.
No, Margaret. I didn't serve you a toxic level. I served you garlic. You ate almost all the guacamole.
No, I did not. There was some left. I can prove it. I can go. I can show you the guacamole in the bowl. You lie. You lie consistently. You lie. Ah. God damn it. It does reek.
Yeah, it does. So finally, the truth is coming home to roost.
Yeah, it's... Ah. Yeah, I stink. Oh, I stink like an open sewer. Excuse me.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Margaret, you know, you can only deny reality so long.
Want to say that again there, Stubby? Blah, 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 blah. What is that?
You can only deny reality for so long.
I'm not denying anything.
Yes, you were. You finally went ahead and sniffed your own breath, and you realized what the truth is. You stink, and man, it ain't getting any better. And there you go, you know.
Well, next time you can't use that much garlic.
Bullshit. I'll use as much garlic as I want to use, okay? If people eat too much, that's their problem. I personally, for my own personal taste, I don't like to use that much. I use too much. You're absolutely right. But like I said, we made a whole lot of it, so...
Yeah, using that roller thing, and Lauren was rolling up the garlic, and she went hog wild.
Yeah, but she put it in the plastic bag in the refrigerator so you can keep it and use it again. God.
What's this roller thing you're talking about?
It's a cool thing. It's like this tube. It's a plastic, pliant, soft plastic tube. And you put the garlic clove in there, and you just roll it around, and the skin comes off. It just automatically takes the skin off. It's pretty radical. Okay.
That's pretty neat. Where do you buy it?
I don't know, General. You know what? One of these stores. All right. The Russian president allegedly made the comments.
Yeah, what store?
Will you guys let me read this? Let's take a break. All right, I'll tell you guys all about it here during the break. Will that make you happy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell it is you're talking about. Jesus.
Feels like a close. It's coming to fucking mine.
All right, we'll be right back. Here's Eminem, world famous Phil Henry Show. I got to explain to the general where to get that tube thing that rolls around the garlic in the whole thing.
This is the only thing I know.
Like all I ever do is find different ways to word the same old song. Ever since I came along from the day the song called How My Name Is dropped, started thinking my name was Falk. Cause anytime things went wrong, I was the one who they would blame it on. The media made media for the link of a modern day Genghis Khan. Try to argue it was only entertainment, dog. Gangster? Nah, courageous balls. Had to change my style. They said I'm way too soft. And I sound like AZ and Nas. Out came the claws, and the fang's been out since then. But up until the instant that I went against it, it was ingrained in me that I wouldn't.
Eminem, thank you very much, Eminem.
No wonder I had to unlearn everything.
That is called,
Do I really belong in this game? I pondered. I just want to play my part.
That's Guts Over Fear. So back and forth. By the way, if you just looked on the Phil TV screen, you saw a picture of me from our website. That's yesterday's show log for September the 1st. August Selson was filling in on sex and how to get more. And he tells people how good he is at it, and he can tell you how good you can be at it, and then tell people. Our BSP-only show on Saturday was Chris Puté and his love songs, which turned into a whole cluster bang, brought to you by Interstellar Lubes and Glides.
I find that very offensive.
Well, no kidding, Margaret.
Well, what does that mean?
We know, Margaret, that you're upset with all kinds of stuff like that. Can we finish here with the Putin thing and then get out of the show?
Whatever.
All right.
Yeah, she still smells, Mr. Henry.
Can you not do that?
It's a quick breath check. Ah. Oh, shit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Where's the mouthwash?
It's in your bath. I don't have any of that stuff.
I brought it with me.
I'll go look for it, Miss Gray.
Thank you.
Anyway, the Russian president made these comments. If I want to, I can take Kiev in 2 weeks, he told Italy's La Repubblica newspaper, implying that this could be the fallout if the EU stepped up sanctions against Russia. All right, now he's saying he never said that. And it was a decidedly thuggish and ignorant and threatening kind of... It was not a statement that was anything a statesman, a world leader, should have made. It's nothing that... becomes a statesman. It's the kind of thuggish comment that a dictator, a slob, would make. And maybe that's what Putin is. Maybe he wants the world to know. He's just nothing more than a new age Hitler. In Moscow, Ushakov pushed back strongly, telling reporters the president's statement, as apparently quoted by Barassa, was taken out of context and carried a completely different meaning. Putin's comment reportedly came in response to Brusov pointing out Ukrainian Western claims that Russia had sharply escalated the conflict in eastern Ukraine by sending regular army troops into the Ukraine. NATO has estimated that at least 1,000 Russian soldiers have entered Ukraine, helping turn the tide in favor of pro-Russian insurgents. Ushakov accused Barassa of violating diplomatic practices to speak publicly about a private conversation. If that was really done, it looks not worthy of a serious political figure, irrespective of whether these words are pronounced or not. Oh, my God. This quote was taken out of context and had a very different meaning. Well, irrespective of whether the words were pronounced or not, and talking about a guy reporting a diplomatic conversation, these are not the comments of a serious world leader. These are the comments of a thug. So some communication is not privileged. Sometimes the public has the right to know.
Well, you're talking about if Putin said what he said, then I agree with you, and not only that, all bets are off. I think we ought to send in as many... We should support the Ukrainian separatists with air cover.
No. You get American forces up against Russian forces. Jack, I don't know, you know...
No, why not, Mr. Henry? Nobody's going to use a nuclear bomb or anything. You kidding me, man? That could be World War III.
That's exactly what everybody's afraid of. If American forces go directly against Russian forces, that becomes... For the first time in history, an armed conflict between the United States and Russia. It is next nuclear power, the only nuclear power in this world that could contend with us in terms of its, even though we have more in terms of nuclear strike capability than Russia has. Fact is, they've got missiles. Now, they may not have a very well-coordinated system. The fact is, who knows about Russia, you know?
Well, I think Russia's a bunch of stumble bums ever since the Iron Curtain went south. I don't think those guys can fight it with both hands.
Well, anyway, Putin said it, and then they're saying he didn't say it. Ushakov accused Barassa of violating diplomatic practices. The war of words from Moscow emerged as representatives of Ukraine, Russia, pro-Western rebels, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, whatever that is, are holding talks in Minsk, the Belarus capital, to try to resolve the festering Ukraine crisis.
Ha! I'm sorry, Phil. Ha! How's it smell now, bud?
God damn!
Ah! Oh, quit it.
But is it that bad?
No.
See, I told you.
But it's bad.
Yes.
Ah.
God damn it, I don't know. I've drunk a whole bottle of mouthwash, and I'm getting a little high.
Yeah, great, Mark. You're not supposed to drink it.
I know that, but in solidarity with Kitty Dukakis, never mind. Ha!
You know what? If she does that, Margaret, just go out there and...
I'm doing a breath check, Phil. It's very normal, very normal. Don't worry about it.
You know, she's doing those breath checks. She's fouled this entire room up.
All right. I'm beginning to think now again about using garlic in the guacamole.
How about this? Next time you put guacamole together, you don't invite the Grays.
Well, I don't mind having the Grays over, but...
Oh, thank you very much.
Anyway, talks that lasted several hours were adjourned until Friday when the parties are expected to discuss specifics of a possible ceasefire and a prisoner exchange in Moscow. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, on Tuesday urged the United States to use its influence in Ukraine to encourage efforts to reach a political settlement. It's necessary to restrain the party of war in Kiev, and only the United States can do it. Oh, why don't you fuck off and die, man? The party of war, this is a country, or at least it's an independent state, and you guys are mucking around in there with your troops. What do you think Ukraine's doing? You think that they're attacking Russia? No, you guys are using the same bullshit excuses that Adolf used, which was, we have an ethnic minority in your country, and we have to protect them. When are you guys going to understand that only when people can live under the rule of law, not ethnicity, not tribe, not culture, under law, when you live under the rule of law, democratic law, yes, is it cool?
Well, Phil, you're talking about a people. Hold on. Forget it.
Yeah, thank you. World famous Phil Henry Show.
To talk about Mr. Henry, the people of the Ukraine, they're the people of the Ukraine, right?
Yeah, they're the people of the... What's your point?
Well, don't they have the right to choose... Oh, that's what you're saying.
Phil's saying that. He's saying they've got the right to choose the government of the kind of a government that they want to have.
Yeah, and they can't have no Russia coming in there mucking around and telling them all this and that and something else and telling them that they don't have no right. God damn, man. Everybody get off that thing saying they have no right. Everybody got the right. Everybody got the right.
Yeah, everybody's got the right, okay?
Yeah, everyone has the right.
All right, everyone has the right. Thanks a lot. Let's go and listen to Slipknot here. This is called The Devil in I. It's brand new from Slipknot, one of our pick to click, and it's going to lead us out of the show here.
Hold on, Phil, are you concluding the program because of the...
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry about my breath, ladies and gentlemen. I really am.
We'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Pacific. Don't forget our pre-show for our BSPs only. That starts at... What the fuck is going on here? I don't know. Anyway, BSP only show starting tomorrow at, 9 o'clock? Yeah, 9 o'clock. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Are you all right now?
I don't know, something... I'm sorry, folks. Something kind of mechanically just went spacey in my head.
Yeah, sure. The world-famous...
Did.
All right, Phil, just sit down. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on the Sideshow Network. Ha!
God damn.
That's right.
Swallow, but nothing's forgiven.
Step inside.
fear, it's never real.